A Golden Friend by Jan Pinborough, based on a true story. I say to myself, remember this, kindness begins with me. Children's Songbook, page 145. Whoosh, whoosh! Lara leaned back in her swing, pumping as hard as she could, her eyes squeezed shut. Maybe if she went high enough, she wouldn't be able to hear what the girls over by the slide were saying about her. That morning, when she remembered that it was the first day of school, Lara was excited. She would wear her favorite shirt, and at recess, she would jump double dutch with Sarah and Ava. Last year, the three girls jumped rope almost every recess. Then at breakfast, Lara remembered that she was going to be in Mrs. Shepherd's class again this year. Lara felt a fluttery feeling in her stomach. Mom and Dad said she needed to be a better reader before she was ready for fourth grade. Lara knew reading was important, but it was still hard for her to sound out some of the longer words. Mom finished tying a ribbon around Lara's shiny brown braid and gave her a kiss on the top of her head. "You're so friendly and kind," Mom said. "I know you'll make friends. Maybe you'll even find a golden friend." Lara hoped Mom was right, but then she remembered a little song she knew. "Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold." Didn't that mean a new friend could only be silver, not gold? When she walked into Mrs. Shepherd's room, Lara looked at the pictures of students on the bulletin board. She recognized most of the girls from recess last year, but there were a few faces she had never seen before. Lara sat down in her old desk and opened her reading book. She turned to one of the stories at the back. The words seemed a little easier to read than they were last year. When it was time for recess, Lara checked out a jump rope from the equipment closet and hurried outside. She saw Sarah and Ava standing by the slide with another fourth grade girl. Then Lara heard her name and the words "held back" and "dumb." The girls laughed. Lara thought Sarah and Ava would look at her, but they kept talking to the other girl. Lara's face felt hot as she ran to the swings. She dropped the jump rope, sat down, and began pumping with all her might. A few hot tears rolled down her cheeks. After a little while, the feeling of flying up toward the sky and back down again made her feel a little better. Lara opened her eyes. Someone was sitting on the next swing over. It was one of the girls she didn't know from Mrs. Shepherd's class. She had a kind face, and she was looking at Lara in a friendly way. Lara dragged her foot to stop her swing. "Hi," she said. "I'm Lara." "I'm Christy," said the girl. "I heard what those girls were saying. But don't worry, you're not the only one." "What do you mean?" Lara asked. "Last year in my old school, I missed a lot of days because I was sick. So I'm in third grade again, too," Christy said. "It's too bad you were sick, but I'm glad you're in my class," Lara said. Then she smiled. "Do you know how to jump double dutch?" Christy smiled back. "No, but I can bounce a basketball while I'm jumping." Lara jumped off her swing. "Maybe we could learn to jump double dutch and bounce a basketball at the same time." Lara's heart felt happy. Maybe a new friend really could be a golden one after all. Sidebar: I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. My Gospel Standards. End of the story, A Golden Friend, by Jan Pinborough.